I'm Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our times. When the StoryCorps mobile booth visited Charleston in 2012, John Haggerty and his friend Susan Ravenel sat down to talk about the Spoleto Festival and some of the most memorable moments from the early years. Here's John.
Back in that day, so back in 1977, 78, my mother had one of the early parties, and I remember finding it fascinating that I was dancing to James Brown music with Patricia McBride. And that set the tone, not only for the festival, but because my mother, like you, were one of these key people in town that was embracing Spoleto full-armed, not just the shows, but the social aspects. And of course, you were amazing in that regard, in that people want to hang out with you anyway. So then the ability to go to Spoleto events and have certain performers come to a person's house was an amazing way of integrating the festival into our society. It wasn't just a show that came to town. You know, people overuse this word fabric, but because of you and others, it really is indeed fabric, as the friendships of the performers get woven into our own personal lives.
Well, I remember that party very well, and I remember that it was the early days, and nobody had any clue about how to behave on this. There were no rules. There were no restaurants that were open at night after 9 o'clock. There were only two or three restaurants even in town at that time. And so it fell on those of us who lived here to do something about it. And your mother very graciously said, after a huge performance, tell them to come to my house. And she had one ham. And I remember watching a Greyhound bus pull up in front of your house with Lord knows who was on it, a tourist who had come in just for the opening of the festival. And they all came streaming into your garden. There must have been 200 people there with one ham. And your mother had this crazy bird that always flew around in her kitchen. And I remember it sort of hovering over the ham, and I was thinking, this is getting worse by the And we all went back and got whatever we had out of our refrigerators, and our crackers or whatever, cheese, whatever we had, and brought it over. But that's the interesting thing about the way that part of the festival developed to me, because the town had to absorb the performers as well as the guests who were coming in to see things. And we always put somebody up. The hotels weren't really taking people. We couldn't afford to put performers in hotels. We planned the timing of the festival, as I recall, right after the College of Charleston would break for summer. And we would put all the performers in the dormitories at the College of Charleston. That's why the festival started to be at that time of year, because we had room to be in that housing. That's when the festival really got to have the soul that it has, because of it being a multi-discipline festival. We've got everything going from jazz to ballet to opera to chamber music. The performers have often said to me, this is the only place where we get to meet people in other disciplines. They all kind of hang out together. It became really an arts festival. They wanted to be here. They were willing to come for less money because it was so much fun for them.
John Haggerty and Susan Ravenel at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Produced locally by Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Haley Kellner.